That was a practically a meal. It is with me even today. Cornbread and milk. Make a thick pone and break it up in your milk. Good hot cornbread and put a little salt and pepper in it. Stir it up. I don't know if you ever did it that way, but boy, it was fitting to eat. I can make a meal on it in the wintertime, anytime.
Other ways you cook cornbread? Would you ever fry it in little balls?
Flitters. Yeah, make cornbread flitters.
Is that a pancake?
A little pancake, like we call it. Well, even we'd make flowers, we'd call them flitters. Pancake flitters. But now they call them pancakes. Put it in a little lard, get a little lard step in there and fry them. And yeah, they were good.
Did you ever make them, like eat them with fish? You eat them round, like
yeah.
Onions in them?
Yeah, put onions and a little pepper and salt, make good hush puppies.
Yeah. Okay. See, cornmeal cooked any other way? Would you ever cook it just in hot water? Cornmeal in hot water?
Well, yeah, they made a... Cook it like you would grits. It has been cooked like that. I don't know the terminology to use on the what it would be called, but it was good eating. Take cornmeal and cook it just like you would grits.
Came out real soft.
Real soft.
Mushy.
Just mushy. Put a little butter on there. Cream. It's good.
Did you ever put any parts of the hog in cornmeal when you're cooking it?
Yeah. Make. Wasn't called chitlins. It was I can't really call what the old cornbread was with the hog in it. My mind is not
crackling bread.
What we made with putting it in the cornbread.
But what about if you just got lazy, you might take a wheat dough, a dough up and put it in a pan and make up what?
We'd make a pancake. Just take the dough and put it in a pan. My wife would, she'd roll it out and put it in a pan and make dumplings out of it.
You ever have hoe cake?
Hoe cake. That's what you call a hoe cake of bread. Well, that's what we used to call it, whole cake of bread. I don't know where that come from. What language would you call that? Whole cake. It's not in our dictionary, is it?
I don't know. I guess you just beat it up with a hoe and put it in
there. I don't know.
I know what it was because I used to have some too. What about little things you fry in deep fat wheat?
Donuts.
Any other kind of sweet things? You ever see ones with three strips across it?
Yeah, well, you would make, put a little ginger in it and call it a, Lord, I can't.
What might you make a batter of for breakfast? Batter
of? Well, make a batter pancake mix. We do now.
What do you make on?
Do what?
What do you put on?
We just mix your pancake mix and we put, we cook them in there and put syrup on it, molasses. Is that?
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
No difference. Syrup and molasses. My term would be between syrup and molasses, and our definition would be syrup was made in an old cane mill, and molasses cooked down, and syrup was manufactured with